Hello, long time no speak. Welcome to the Tuts Experience podcast. This is a personal journal podcast from yours truly, Kieran Uri Tuttiot. Yes, ooh, very exciting. I hope you're well and a very good day to you. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I'm talking to you as we are recording this live on Tuesday, the 29th of August, 2017. The current time here in the United Kingdom is 12:26 in the afternoon on my day off. Yes, I hope you're well and thank you for listening. It's lovely to have you there as we are back with this personal journal podcast. Oh, and this is episode number 64. And it's been a while since we've done one. The last time we did one was the day of the general election on Thursday the 8th of June. And look what happened there. An absolute mess and a shambles. And it hasn't got any better, even though the Tories lost the majority. Sad, isn't it, really? Things stay the same. So next time it comes around, probably bigger things may happen politically. You never know. It's all a bit of a mess anyway at the moment. It's just dreary as hell, isn't it? Oh, we try not to focus that too much on this episode. Certainly domestically here in the UK. But lots of things have happened in my personal life. I'm not going to share them with you today. Now, remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience. And also you can like our Facebook page, The Tuts Experience, which we've had quite a flurry of activity in recent weeks. Mm-hmm. And also you can send us an email via tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Again, it would be amazing to hear from you, of course, in any capacity. Well, I just wanted to also say to you guys that I've been blown away with how many people have said to me, certainly in recent weeks, that what a great soft radio tone I have, which is wonderful to hear. And it hasn't got to my head, but it does make me feel it gives me a much more confidence to know that, you know, by doing this personal journal podcast and my weekly Eurovision showcase show, I'm there to still be able to, you know, know that I'm doing a good thing, I'd like to think. And if you think I'm doing a good thing, I'd really appreciate it, guys, if you could rate my podcast channel on iTunes. So if you're listening to us via iTunes, please give us a review. It would be awesome. I'd really appreciate it. We've got a few reviews, but I'd appreciate it if you would give me another one too. Misses. And also, and rate us on Podbean as well. That'd be awesome if you listen to us via the Podbean app or feed. It'd be fantastic. But well, I'm speaking to you guys today, as we said, on Tuesday the 29th of August, and you could probably tell I've got a little bit of a sore throat. I do. Now, it's 24 degrees centigrade outside, and it is stiflingly hot down here in Fareham, and it has been all over the bank holiday weekend. Now, I've been working all over the bank holiday, and it's been, put it this way, a very testing time for me. There's no doubt about it. Just trying to deal with the stupidity of the general public. it's beyond me and how rude they can be. Now, there are some lovely people out there. There's no doubting it. And I think the nicer people out there outweigh the majority of rudeness, actually. But it has been a trying time. Now, as you guys know from my previous show, I've now got a brand new job where I'm a bus station controller. So I'm the hard interchange supervisor in Portsmouth for Portsmouth City Council. And I'm really enjoying my job and it's going very well. Problem is, though, there are some very testing times, and I think I'm gonna try and reassert myself, you know, retrain my mind and my work sort of position, really, because I've been such at the forefront of, you know, marketing, promoting a lot in recent weeks, recent years while I've been at Blue Star. And even beforehand, when I was at Greyhound, promoting the service online, etc. So marketing, you know, certainly getting there. But I've always been, you know, right at the forefront of the customer eye, basically. So I've been a driver, you know, I've been out there doing events, all that type of stuff. But now, because I'm there as to give information on behalf of the council and to give, you know, information to members of the public who require it, you know, I'm always there talking to them. Now, the reality of, you know, people trying to understand my position. Now, it is quite a stressful thing because I am wearing a high-vis jacket with Portsmouth City Council logo on. But people think I work for National Express, I work for First Bus, and I work for Stagecoach. And when one of those three operators do something naughty, silly, not something naughty, but drivers do something silly, you know, or for example, a bus came into a bus stand. We've got automatic doors which lock unless a bus is on the stand. So when a bus comes there, the doors unlock. So we've got this newfangled bus stations, basically. So one of the buses came in on yesterday, actually, on bank holiday Monday. Came straight into the bus stand, waited 5 seconds, opened the doors, waited 5 seconds, closed the doors again, drove off and went back out again, leaving about 12 people. And they all came over and screaming at me. You know, and there's me going, okay, I'll speak to the depot and tell them, but I can't bring the bus back. You know, so I don't have that authority, you know. So it's up to the bus company to do that. But yeah, so there's little things like that, which just the realization of people thinking, well, I'll just work for the bus company. But I'm there to look after them, their safety, and look after the building. That's my responsibility. So, you know, but I want to be out there giving information. That's what they want. They want that customer service feel. I shouldn't have to go and hide away in my controller's office, you know what I mean? It's bizarre. Excuse me as I take a glass of water from my throat, I'm not sure. I got a hot lemon, lem sip, a boot style, with me because it's cheaper, rather than lem sip itself, for my throat. So I apologise, but I hope you like my bad berry wine. Mm. Yes. But, I mean, yeah, so I mean, personally, I've spoken to my boss before about this. It's like, I want to change the uniform. Because currently I'm wearing, you know, a suit trousers, you know, or I'm wearing shorts if it's hot. A white shirt, tie, you know, and a high-vis jacket. Well, instantly they see high-vis jacket, think, oh, driver, oh, supervisor. Which is fair enough, yeah. But I think it adds to the confrontation that I get. So ideally I'd like to wear a suit. My boss doesn't want me to wear a suit, so struggling with that, which I need to have a look of authority rather than, you know, run-of-the-mill, somebody in a high-vis jacket. Do you know what I mean? A high-vis vest, shall I say. So, yeah, there we go. That's such fun, isn't it? Such fun. Ooh, Miranda. I watched a few episodes of them the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed them and realised it should be coming back soon. I need it back in our lives. A bit of laughter. Oh, but that's not to say that there isn't any laughter in other walks of life. So, yeah. But yes, me and Rob obviously got married on August the 19th. And I really wanted to do a podcast around that time. But I was so knackered after the day. I mean, even beforehand, I was running around, you know, doing things and getting things ready and picking this person up and taking this person back and all this type of stuff. It was no time to rest, so my head felt like it was going to explode. So I'm quite run down from the whole experience, hence why this is my first day off fully since Friday. But Friday, I had to record my radio show, I had to do a few things around the house, all that type of stuff, you know, and it does get on top of you, you know. I suppose that's life, Jim, but I couldn't be happier, guys. We'll go more in depth into the wedding stuff a little bit later on. Also, we're going to be playing, obviously, some of my greatest songs that I've discovered. sharing them with you. Also playing a few classics as well. And we'll focus on a Eurovision year in the past. We'll definitely do that, okay? You know, we like to do that. Last episode, in episode 63, back in June, we did a 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. So I'll pick one at random. Like we do Rob's random request on the Eurovision Showcase. But I'll pick a year just out random and we'll have a look at it. I'll play a few songs from it too. So, thank you for listening to the Tuts Experience. Hope you enjoy your stay here, probably for the next hour or so. And I'll keep you entertained and abreast of what's been going on in the last few months, which have been awesome. Oh, indeed. So, thank you. And I am Kieran Tuttis. Sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. Awesome is that Sheena Easton for Your Eyes Only. Such a great tune, and you would be surprised at this. I only realized about and heard this song, shall I say, I only heard this song for the first time about 2 weeks ago when Rob was driving me to work, and it was on The Breeze back then on the radio station here in the UK, and it came up and I was like, oh, this is really good. And Rob was like, yeah, that's the title track to For Your Eyes Only, in the James Bond film, the 12th one. I was like, oh, no, really? And I was like, who was the Bond then? And he goes, oh, it's Roger Moore. I was like, wow, such a good tune. I didn't realise Sheena Easton did it. So there you go. So yes, For Your Eyes Only is the theme tune to the 12th James Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only, written by Bill Conti and Mick Leeson, and performed by Scottish singer Sheena Easton. The song reached number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 8 in the UK Singles Chart. It was nominated for Best Song at the Academy Awards in 1982. Aww. Oh, they should have won. Well, Sheena Easton was born on the 27th of April, 1959. Yes, as a recording artist, stage and screen actress with dual British and American nationality. Easton first came under the public eye in the focus of an episode in the first British musical reality television programme, The Big Time Pop Singer, which recorded her attempts to gain a record contract with eventual signing with EMI Records. Easton's first two singles, Modern Girl and 9 to 5, both entered the UK top 10, and she was the first UK female artist to appear twice in the same top 10 since Ruby Murray in 1981. 9 to 5 topped the US top 100, making her the third UK female solo artist to achieve this, following Petula Clark and Lulu. And she became one of the most successful British female performers of the 1980s. She certainly did. She's had many, many hits, as you can imagine, and particularly some of her singles that I've always liked. One Man Woman, yeah. Modern Girl, of course, as we've talked about before. She's Coming Out of the Rain. I do like that one. There's quite a few. It really is quite a few, and I do like a bit of Sheena Easton. Talk of fun. So, that is Sheena Easton. Now, the next thing I was going to talk to you about was the wedding, basically. Now, it was a day that will forever be in history as the best day ever of Kieran Urry Duttiet. Indeed. And I think Rob would say the same, too. We've basically had a whirlwind of an amazing day. Emotion, love. And so many people came up to us and said, this is the best wedding I've ever been to. They said, there's so much love in the room. And I was like, that is just really something really special, and I never even expected to, you know, hear, but coming from a friend, or, you know, and family members of yours, it was just like, it was so touching. It really was touching. So I mean, me and Rob had a spectacular day. We got the ceremony at 1 p.m. and then basically everybody started heading off around about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it was just so knackered after the day. Oh my goodness, so much smiling, so much crying, so much laughter. Oh dear. And if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, you may have seen a few of the photos there. I put a few on my Twitter page as well, so at Tuts Experience, or follow me personally at Kiwi Tuts as well. And there's quite a few on there, and that would be you get to see some new Seeky Preaks. But the most embarrassing thing for me the whole day was when we got around to doing the vows. And I really want... And before you have a civil marriage, you have a interview with the two registrars. So the one who's doing the ceremony and the one who's like the witness doing the certificates, that type of thing. So, all good and dandy. That's fine. But while we're in there, I felt like I couldn't put a word in edgeways. So I just had to listen to what they had to say. But what I wanted to say to the registrar who was taking the doing the service, basically say, please be slow with me. If I get told to say five or six words all at a time and remember and repeat them, I'm not going to remember it because, you know, it's the biggest day of my life. I'm so nervous. And that's the real, you know, it comes down to it there. It doesn't matter. It was the biggest day of my life. And of course I'm going to be nervous. But I just wanted him to take time with me. I fluffed up my lines so many times. It was embarrassing to the point where the registrar was starting to get quite shirty. Well, he didn't get shirty, but he got a little bit like forceful, a bit blunt. James Blunt. And just... He said to me, in matrimony, it was something, da 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 da, in matrimony. And I said, in holy matrimony. Now, I've been to so many different church weddings. I've been blessed that I can say that I've been to a lot of church weddings, okay? You see them all on the friggin' TV all the time, and they always say holy matrimony because it's in a church. Well, obviously, my ceremony was in a barn in Titchfield in Hampshire, right? It's a completely different setting, so it's in matrimony. I've only been to probably one or two civil ceremonies, marriages, okay? I don't, you know, can't remember it all for word, but I accidentally say Holy Matrimony and he got a bit shirty. So, but, you know, I was just a bit, you know, a bit sad about that all, to be perfectly honest. I just wanted him to take his time with me. That sounded really wrong. But yeah, but you get the drift. You get the drift. So I just wanted to, you know, do that though. So that was the most embarrassing thing. Poor old Rob's legs were quivering. I didn't even notice because I was just staring at him, really, trying to not get too nervous. Because if I could just see Rob and not look at the other 120 people watching, you know, everything would be fine. But apparently Rob's legs were quivering. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Well, guys and gals, this is quite an interesting stuff. So that was my special day. Had an amazing time. We've got a thank you to all of my friends and family who came. Thank you to everybody who gave me well wishes on Facebook and Twitter, etc. And it's just, excuse me, a pleasure to see you all and hear from you. It really does. And thank you all for your donations. If you think gave us a donation, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But thank you anyway for getting in contact and giving you well wishes. Really, really appreciate it, guys and gals. Okay. Right. Well, let's just take a look at what the things that I've been sharing over the last few weeks and months on the Tuts Experience page. I wanted to share with you, because you guys know who I am. This is a personal journal. I just sort of like, I don't want to impose my positions on you or anything like that. I just wanted to talk to you about them and give you my feelings. And you don't need to necessarily say, my way is the right way, because I don't. It might not be. But some of these things I really do passionate about. Right. So. Now, one. There was a place. There was a place in Germany. A supermarket with in Germany. Took all of the products from a foreign country off its shelves, right? And it just left them. So Germany's biggest supermarket chain emptied their shelves to make a powerful point about diversity. For one day, customers in Edeka, in Hamburg, could only buy food that is made in Germany. Now, this was from Channel 4's things, which means most of the shelves are pretty empty. Channel 4 News has shared it and put a video up on it. And it's quite baffling, really. A large majority of the shelves are all empty. Pretty bad stuff. But that's basically what that's all about. And it just goes to show, really, if you know, we got to be very careful with this Brexit negotiations that we don't go and end up making everything so much more expensive for us all. And quality of life will start going down because the quality of products start going down. Oh. And the pound's doing awful against the euro at the moment. Now, the other thing I did, now this is, I shared, which is hilarious, is from Unilad Grub. Now, that's a great channel to follow on Facebook. You must have a look. Take a bit of my lem sip, sorry guys. It's a Yorkshire pudding burrito. Basically, it's a Sunday roast wrapped in Yorkshire pudding, which is just looks incredible. So, a Sunday roast hybrid that we've been missing from our lives. And it's made into a Yorkshire burrito in a place in Soho in London. So it starts with a fluffy Yorkshire pudding. And most importantly, it puts roasties and stuffing, and crispy roast potatoes stuffing, and it's filled with a choice of chicken as well, or a cheese of beef, or cauliflower cheese, so basically any type of meat. And then they wrap it up like a burrito, cut it in together, and then you've got your Yorkshire pudding burrito. It looks absolutely delicious. Basically, you need to do this. I want to do it. Rob, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And that post got really popular. Yeah, it really did. And there's people who haven't listened to the podcast have liked the page. So thank you very much. Oh, dear. Now, the last post I did beforehand was basically the vileness of Katie Hopkins. Now, we don't want to go into that, but Katie Hopkins is a bitch. Right. Okay. That usual type of thing. Now, there is a really interesting thing that the BBC shared on their Facebook page on the 4th of July. Now, it's basically They've interviewed this wrestler who is in, oh, must be in Louisiana or something, and his name is David Richards. His wrestling gimmick is the progressive liberal, a wrestling left-wing villain in the deep south of the United States. And he shouts down at the wrestler, you know, if they're on the floor and he's standing up over them, he says, "You Fox News maggot." So he starts chanting all sorts of stuff down here. I thought, what a really great inventive way. I just thought that was hilarious. What a great way to admit, you know, to go after the far right loonies of the south of the United States. Oh dear. Not all of you guys, I just want to say that. Okay, especially Josh. If Josh, if you're listening, loves you. Okay, so sort of I want to bring other news bits to you guys. The new £1.35 billion Queensferry Crossing opens with a multicolour display in the early hours of this morning. Yes, it's the tallest bridge in the UK and it opens to traffic actually on Wednesday the 30th of August, so it's not just yet. We've got to wait till tomorrow to do that. It's probably by this time it comes out. And First Minister Nicola Sturgeon will start the countdown. Oh, really? Oh, dear. Right. Well, the most shocking and scary thing going on at the moment is North Korea fires a missile over Japan. Japan, which warns its citizens to take shelter, calls for the missile launch an unprecedented threat. The missile, which was launched early on Tuesday, Korean time, flew over Hodako Island before crashing into the sea, and the UN Security Council was to hold an emergency meeting later in response. North Korea has conducted a flurry of missile tests recently, but this is the first time it has fired what is thought to be a ballistic weapon over Japan. On the two previous occasions, its rockets crossed Japan in 1998 and 2009. North Korea said they were for satellite launch vehicles and not weapons. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo says the latest launch appears to be the first of a missile power enough to potentially carry a nuclear weapon. Not good. Looks pretty scary, guys. I'm really quite nervous about it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I know it's around the other side of the world, but still, you don't like to see things like that, especially in 2017. Unbelievable. All sorts of bad things have been happening, you know, certainly politically and that type of stuff, and it's not good. Well, Beyonce offers aid to Houston victims, as the pop star says she's putting into plan and action as the city braces itself for more rain, as the poor city of Houston in Texas in the United States is suffering with epic scenes of flooding all over the city and the southeast of Texas. Not good, guys or gals, at all. Now, That must be about entertainment news. Generally, a new singing show is planned for BBC One. Oh dear, a new Saturday night singing contest will let the audience decide who gets through and who goes home. Altogether, now we'll see both groups and solo singers perform before the 100, a collection of singers and a range of musical backgrounds. The more members they coax into their fleet, the higher score the contestants will receive. Comedian Rob Beckett will host the BBC One show. Rob Beckett, do I know him? Which will begin a 6-part run next year. Do I know this Rob Beckett? I don't think I do. I'm just going to have a look and see if I can. Oh, I know. Yeah, he's been on ITV2 and. Oh, I don't know. I think this is going to be probably flop, actually. If they're going to do it for a Eurovision entrant, then I'm all up for it. But, oh, I don't know about this at all. It sounds like a right old mess. Don't like it. Don't like it. Well, sad news, guys. A boy of four was found dead in a pool. As the child was discovered being reported missing at an activity centre in Biddeford in Devon. At the Knapp House Activity Centre, reports of the child missing came at 3 p.m. on Monday. The venue was staging an event organised by the Devon Narcotics Anonymous organisation. After an extensive search, the boy was found in the swimming pool and pronounced dead in the hospital. The statement on behalf of Devon's Narcotics Anonymous Summer Holiday Campout Committee, oh my god, said they very tragically, something has gone horrifically wrong and a young child or one of our members has drowned in a pool. We're not aware of the exact details of how this happened and the police are obviously investigating. It added use of the swimming pool was supervised and the centre had trained lifeguards. Devon and Cornwall police say the death is being treated as unexplained and investigations will continue. That is very, very sad there. Also, what else have we got here? And a rise of victims of uninsured drivers. The body that compensates victims of uninsured drivers is facing its first rise in claims in more than a decade. The Motor Insurance Bureau, which acts on behalf of the industry, is looking at why they have increased. In the year to July, cases submitted to the MIB rose almost 10% to almost 12,000 after declining since 2004. Not good. Right, it's now time for our next piece of music here on the Tuts Experience. I hope you enjoy this one.
Help, the human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape!
He can talk.
He can talk, 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 he can talk!
I can sing!
Help me, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Oh, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius!
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius! Oh, Dr. Zaius!
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Can I play the piano anymore?
Of course you can.
Well, I couldn't before.
This play has everything.
Oh, I love legitimate theater.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. No, you'll never make a monkey out of me. Oh my God, I was wrong. It was Earth all along. You finally made a monkey.
Yes, we finally made a monkey.
Yes, you finally made a monkey out of me.
We think he's chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's all insulting and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair.
no rumble seat. The world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow, now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes Thoroughly Modern Millie. Today is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women will do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Julie Andrews with Thoroughly Modern Millie. And before that we had The Simpsons with Dr. Zaius. Two random songs there. Well, I particularly liked that episode of Dr. Zaius there from The Simpsons. One of the classic ones there, which was just always such good fun to watch. Now, I never really liked the recent new episodes that the Simpsons did. The classic ones are always the best ones, I feel. Even though I think Family Guy, have always been considerably funny and good. That's just my personal opinion. What is yours? You can tweet us at Tuts Experience or send us a message or email. Yes. And our Facebook message is, Facebook page is called The Tuts Experience, of course. Right. But Thoroughly Modern Millie, Julie Andrews. Now, I think this is Julie Andrews' best ever film, indeed. Now, Rob got me introduced to this film. Again, I don't watch many films at all, hardly at all. But back when we were first dating, when we first got together, probably under a year actually, we started watching Thoroughly Modern Millie, and Rob said, "Well, do you fancy watching a film?" And there's this film I love, and I hope you will like it too. So, yeah, we sat down and watched it, and we thought, "Oh, this is great." And I loved it. I thought it was such a fab film. It's got a bit of sinister motive as well. Now, Thoroughly Modern Millie is a 1967 American musical romantic comedy film directed by George Roy Hill and starring Julie Andrews. The screenplay by Richard Morris focuses on the naive young woman who finds herself in the midst of a series of madcap adventures when she sets her sights on marrying her wealthy boss. The film also stars Mary Tyler Moore, James Fox, John Gavin, Carol Channing, and Beatrice Leal. Now, the soundtrack interpolates new tunes by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Cahan, and with standard songs from the 1910s, 1920s, including Poppy Face, although this was not published until 1926, and Jazz Baby. Also, for the use of the latter, the producers had to acquire the rights from General Mills, which had used the melody to various lyrics to promote Wheaties for more than 40 years. You know what Wheaties are, don't you, guys and girls? Yes, it's a brand of breakfast cereal. Particularly in the United States, a bit more of a cultural icon of cereal, like we know as cornflakes. We debix that type of stuff. So the film was nominated for several Academy Awards and 5 Golden Globes, and it was also the 10th highest grossing film of 1967. And in 2000, it was adopted for a successful stage musical of the same name, and the DVD was issued in 2003. So at the budget for the film was $6 million. Now at the box office in the United States, it got $34 million. And worldwide, it got $40 million. So an incredibly successful film there for Julie Andrews and the following and the rest of her cast. Great stuff, just definitely. Right, it's now time for us to focus on a Eurovision year from the past, right? Yes, we are. And this is the year which we are going to take a look at. Enjoy. Yes, that's right, guys and gals. We're off to Moscow, Russia, for the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, now what a show it's gonna be. Yes, the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest was the 54th edition of the annual Eurovision Song Contest and was hosted by Russia after their win in 2008. And it took place between the 12th and the 16th of May 2009 in the Olympic Indoor Arena in Moscow, Russia. The contest is won by Norway's Alexander Rybak with his first self-penned song called Fairy Tale, which received a record-breaking 387 points out of 492 at the time. Excuse me. The highest total score in the contest's history, with a margin of 169 points over the second place, which went to Iceland, Johanna, with Is It True? Third place went to Azerbaijan, fourth place to Turkey, and the United Kingdom taking fifth, seeing their best placing since 2002. Yes! And after criticism of the voting system after the 2009 contest, changes in the voting procedure were made with the reintroduction of a national jury alongside the televoting, while in the format of the semi-finals maintained the same. 42 countries participated in the contest. Slovakia announced that it would return to the contest, while San Marino withdrew due to financial issues. Latvia and Georgia originally announced their intention to withdraw, but it was later stated by the European Broadcasting Union that both countries would indeed participate. However, Georgia later decided to withdraw after the EBU rejected its selected song as being a breach of the contest rules. The song was from Stephanie and 3G, and the song was We Don't Want to Put In. Yes, get that. And Dmitry Medvedev was the president of Russia back then, but the prime minister was Vladimir Putin, of course. And for the very first time in Eurovision history, there were four hosts, each divided into two sets. Natalia and Andrei were the hosts of the semi-finals, which were god-awful. Well, though the songs were great in the semis, the hosts were terrible. And the final was presented by Ivan and Alsu. I'm not going to pronounce any of their surnames. You got that. Now, the contest was held in Russia following its victory in the 2008 contest in Belgrade with Dima Bilan's song Believe. Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister of Russia, stated that the contest would be held in Moscow. And it was proposed by Channel 1 that the contest would be held in Moscow's Olympic Indoor Arena. And this was the proposal was evaluated by the European Broadcasting Union and confirmed by the 13th of September 2008. The Director General of the venue, Vladimir Churlin, for future rumours of emergency reconstruction of the building, saying it will not be required for the Eurovision Song Contest, we can now take up to 25,000 spectators. Oh my god, and there was. Crazy times. Oh dear. Now, to be honest with you, the contest was fantastic. I loved the contest. The stage looked amazing. It really did look amazing. Now, the 2009 contest experienced several controversies and incidents during its lead-up, including the interpretation of the Georgian entry of an attack against the Russian Prime Minister, conflicts against Armenia and Azerbaijan, steaming to the inclusion of a monument in a disputed region against Armenia in a video induction. Spain's broadcast a show in the semi-final on a tape delay after a scheduling conflict and protests over Russia's treatment over LGBT people to coincide with the contest. Yes, basically because of there's a big dispute between Armenia and Azerbaijan, so that's put a damper on things, as I said. The delay in the broadcast was because of the Madrid Open tennis tournament. Oops. Yes, but there's been all sorts of LGBT problems going on in Russia. Now, the interesting thing here is that there were things going on between LGBT people and protests against them by Russian people. There was a rally. It was broke up in by the Moscow police, and 20 protesters were arrested, including Nikolai Alkazvev, who's a human rights campaigner, another human rights campaigner was Peter Tatchell, who's a pretty well-known Liberal Democrat politician here in the UK. Stood several times to become mayor of London, who examined and shows that Russian people are not free and they were taken away by police. Sweden's representative, Alina Erman, supported the cause, saying that she is not homosexual herself, but should be proud to call herself gay to support her fans, stating she was sad that the Moscow government would not allow a tribute of love to occur. The winner of the contest, Norway's Alexander Rybak, also referred to the controversy in an interview when he called the Eurovision Song Contest itself the Big Gay Parade. Ooh. The Dutch group The Toppers made news by member Gordon threatening to boycott the final of the Eurovision 2009 if the gay parade was violently beaten down. However, the group's failure to qualify for the final, this threat was made redundant, as the Netherlands did not qualify. Yes. And so that was that, really. Okay, so we'll go and look at semi-final one. And the Czech Republic came last with 0 points. Yes, Gypsy CZ. And understandably so. Awful. Now, I want to share this clip with you of the Bulgarian entry from Krasimir Aramanov with Illusion. It's only got 7 points, 16th place in the semi-final out of 18. But I just want to show you how terrible the live performance was. So, be prepared. I think you'll probably laugh, then cringe, because it's so bad. Here we are, Bulgaria's entry from 2009, the live version from the semi-final.
Show me.
How truly awful was that? There we are. Bulgaria's Eurovision entry from 2009 from Krasimir Aramanov with Illusion. 16th place with 7 points. Dreadful. Very dreadful. Now, a song which didn't qualify and I'd love to share with you is a song from Switzerland, The Love Bugs. Or they're called Love Bugs with The Highest Heights. Now, this is a criminally underrated 14th place with only 15 points. Did not deserve that such a low score. And it's so good. It's so good. Love Bugs, The Highest Heights. Switzerland 2009 coming up right now here on the Tuts Experience. Sometimes you just can never get the ones that you want. Awful. Well, the countries that qualified that year was Finland with Wild Rose People, Romania with Elena, Portugal with Flor de Lis, Israel with Noah and Mira Azwad, the Maltese entry from Chiara, Armenia, Inga and Anush with Janjan, Sweden's Melina Erman with Lavois, Bosnia-Herzegovina's Regina with Bistro Voda, and Hadis with Duntek Tek and Iceland's Johanna. So, such a star-studded semi-final. Now, we go over to semi-final two now, and we'll play an awful song from semi-final two. No, I'm not going. Well, yeah, I'll just show you this one. Now, Slovakia came back from the Eurovision after, well, they left after 1998. They disappeared after that. They only got 8 points that year in 98, with a great song, so I'm not surprised that they got a bit angry. But this song was awful in their performance. Now, it's from Camille Mikulich and Nella Prosakova with Let Mu. It was sung in Slovakian. Now, the song's not bad, but the live performance was a bit... Oh, dear. So let's hear Slovakia 2009 and the live version.
Zastava, horku prichuť temnou máva, my musíme výsť tieňou na strach a slov, srdce daj, nezúfaj, ale čtmo.
Tiež to cítim, tiež sa bojím, sen sa kveje strachom mojim. Chvíľa straty, chvíľa strachu, keď sa nádej páľa v prachu. My musíme písť s tieňou na strach a slov, srdce daj, nezúfaj. Ticho vo mne šepká, nezostávaj sám. Tiež to cítim, tiež sa bojím, nezostávaj sám.
Keď sa blíži odpustenie, mraky obáv odoženie. Nezabúdiš,
si istý,
keď sa niekto
pevne istí,
Bože, nech nás tvoj hlas vedie temnotou v nás. Daj nám, daj, zázrak správ, lásku vrát.
Lásko, prosím nás,
láska, prosím, nech nás tvoj hlas vedie temnotou v nás. Daj nám dar, zázrak správ, stoj pri nás.
Okay, it's not as bad as what I thought it was. But still, I was Slovakia's Eurovision entry from 2009. I think it could have been a bit better. Yeah, I think so too. Right, well, also songs that didn't qualify that year was the Latvian entry. Well, Latvia, so obviously Slovakia, the Netherlands, Slovenia, Hungary, Croatia, Poland, Ireland, and Serbia. Well, there we go. So there was another quite a few good songs there which didn't qualify. But this song in particular is one that I've always really liked. And I'm surprised it didn't qualify. And it's cheesy as hell, but I do like it. It's the Hungarian entry from Zoli Odak with Dance With Me, Gonna Make Me Sway. Hungary 2009. And just to be different, I'm going to play you the Hungarian version, which I think is probably just a little bit better.
Én csak vele, ő csak vele, a holnap együtt ér. Eltörött gondolat, ha más szívében él. Indulok, bárhová, csak egy perce is láthatom. Azt hiszem, nélküle én már sehova se tartozom. Nem borított rossz estével, de izgatóan táncol. Átölelt és megszorított, de jó is volt. Egy tőle kapott érzés tüzet lángolt lelkembe. Még, bárhogy éltél, bármit tettél, nem is kérdezném. Későre jár, és mind nem fáj. Bármi áron kellenél, előér hozzá. A zenegébe beleszóltam, az összes pénzem. Hajnal négyig meg sem untam, csak egy dal szólt. Egy fülön érzett, furcsa ritmus táncolt lelkemben.
Tatsigish and the Hungarian entry of 2009 there, Dance With Me from Zoli Adok. Well, the songs that actually qualified was the Croatian entry from Igor Kolozyov and Andrea, the Lithuanian entry from Sasha Sean with Love, the Danish entry from Brink with Believe Again, the Albanian entry from Kristi Tola with Carry Me In Your Dreams, the Ukrainian entries from Svetlana Loboda, the Moldovan entry from Neria Karyobu with Horror in Moldova, the Greek entry from Sakis Ruvas, This Is Our Night, the Estonian entry, Urban Symphony with Rana Dad, probably pronounced that terribly, the Azerbaijan entry from Aziel and Arash with Always, and the eventual grand final winner, the Norwegian entry from Alexander Rybak with Fairy Tale. So we go back to the, well, we go now to the grand final. The finalists were the big four: France, Germany, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Russia, Spain didn't. Italy didn't come back yet. They had to wait until they were, well, they came back in 2011. The host country was Russia. The top nine countries from the first semi-final, plus one wild card from the juries. And also the top 10 countries from the second semi-final, plus a wild card from the juries. Now, the wild card from semi-one was the Finland entry. Yeah, for wildest people would lose control. And the Croatian entry from semi-two. Yes, so that's why. Okay, so we now go to the grand final, as we mentioned. Now, Finland ended up coming last, anyway. Support them. But we'll play you about three songs from the grand final and see what you think. And these are one of my personal faves. Well, actually, there's a lot of them I do love in this semi-final, in this song contest, which I do want to share with you. So the first one I want to share with you is the German entry, which I think is incredibly underrated. I only got 20th with 35 points, but I think it's really funky and a lot of fun. German entry, 2009, Alex Swings, Oscar Sings, Miss Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Enjoy. And the performance featured a actual superstar, Dieter Von Teese. She was on there too. Wow.
Hey, Miss Kiss, let us dance.
Mrs. Kiss Kiss Bang, she's not a fool. Extraordinary and oh so cool. When I feel the touch of her sweet lips, I know this is a devil's kiss. She sets my soul on fire with no return. Ooh baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, now let us swing. Take your sweet, sweet, sweet little thing. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, come let us swing. When I look into her eyes, the flames grow higher. I know this is a kiss of fire. Imagination feeds my hungry heart. Give me your love before we part. And I'm on the way of no return. Ooh baby, just burn, burn, burn. And I think we're like Mr. and Mrs. Right. So I'll give you my heart tonight. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, come let us sing. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, now shake your sweet, sweet, sexy thing. Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, come let us sing.
Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss Kiss Bang.
Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, now let us swing.
Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss Kiss Bang.
You are my queen and I'm your king.
Miss Kiss Kiss Bang, Miss Kiss Kiss Bang.
I love that song so much. So much. Okay, so we're going to go and now listen to another song. And this is the Portuguese entry. Now, this just it makes me look forward to Lisbon next year in 2018. Can't wait. Flor de Lis, Turas Araus do Amor. There we are. So, the Portuguese entry, Flor de Lis. 15th place with 57 points, but deserved so much more. Portugal 2009, we're going to listen right now.
Se sou tinta, tu és tela. Se sou chuva, sou amarela. Se sou sal, és branca areia. Se sou mar, és maré cheia. Se sou céu, és do bem dele. Se sou estrela, és de cantar. se só noites nos pegava, se só dias o luar. Sua voz do coração, numa carta aberta ao mundo, sou um espelho de emoção, do teu olhar profundo, sou um todo instante, corpo dado em jeito amante, sou o tempo que não passa, quando a saudade me abraça. São estrelas de canto, se são noites nos prela, se são dias ou luar. Veja a maravilha da lua, sou um sol em neve no ar, em todas as ruas do amor, serás meu e eu serei tua. Veja a
simply stunning. Simply stunning. Right, well, the next song and final song we're going to hear for 2009 in full is the UK entry. Restoring British pride was the amazing Jade Ewen, and having Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber on the stage too, I think it just gave it that je ne sais quoi on the stage. It was beautiful. And Jade Ewen just performed stunningly. She looked amazing. And the song is called It's My Time, coming fifth with 173 points, almost getting into fourth place, because the Turkish entry with the Hadith with Dum Tek Tek came fourth with 177 points. So it wasn't far away. Not far away at all. So here we go, guys and gals. Jade Ewen, It's My Time, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 2009. And this is a slightly extended version too. I hope you enjoy.
Are gone now. I've got the will.
Jade, you win. It's my time. The United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 2009. Amazing. Right, what we're going to do for just 6 minutes or so, we're going to recap all of the songs from the grand final of the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, and I'll tell you which country is which. All right. Lithuania, La Lituanie. Israel.
Je veux bien tout donner.
France, la France.
Si seulement tu y crois, mon cœur veut bien saigner. Si seulement tu le vois.
Sweden, la Suède. Croatia, la Croatie. Portugal, la Portugal. Iceland, Iceland. Greece, la Grèce. Armenia, Armenia. Russia, la Russie. Azerbaijan, Azerbaijan. Bosnia-Herzegovina, the Bosnia-Herzegovina. Moldova, the Moldavi. Malta, Estonia, Estonia. Denmark, the Denmark. I wanna believe in love. I wanna believe in something bigger than the two of us. Sorry. Germany, Alemania. Turkey, la Turquie. Always have like there's no limit, feels like there's no way back. Can you feel the rhythm in my heart? Deep down, I'm going to get you. Can you feel the rhythm in my heart? Take my love. Albania, Albany. Carry me with you in your dreams. No, never let Norway, Norvège. Ukraine, Ukraine. Romania, La Romania. United Kingdom, the Romany. Finland, La Finland. España, Spain. Come set me free, just you with me. Oh, there's so many good songs. I told you, I can't hold myself. I tried to stop, but I couldn't give in. Okay, I have to give in. Oh, dear. But that was the Eurovision 2009. I hope you enjoyed that recap. You can get the DVD if you like. Get it on Amazon. Any other good internet or stores like HMV, you can probably get it in there if you're lucky. I used to. I don't usually do much like stuff like that anymore, which is incredibly rude. I've never felt Phil Kipsey. Oh, dear. Right, well, that's all good fun, isn't it? Well, it's almost time for us here on the Eurovision and, well, not the Eurovision, part of the Tuts experience, at least. But there is a very poignant anniversary that we must shed a little bit of light on in this episode of the Tux Experience. I'd feel really wrong if I didn't. So this song must be played before we head out and say our goodbyes.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, those empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you've brought us through the years. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. vines rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed us where lives were torn apart. Goodbye, this road from a country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you will ever know. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Yes, that was the live rendition of Candle in the Wind from Elton John. Obviously, in the next couple of days, on the 31st of August 2017, we will be commemorating 20 years of Princess Diana passing away in that horrible car crash in the tunnel in Paris, in France. And I still remember to that day, and I'm sure many of you guys remember that tragic day. I was only about, I was 11 at the time. No, I was just turned 10, I think. No, it was just turned 11. And I remember coming downstairs and my mum was crying. I was wondering what the hell's going on. So I came downstairs and mum had her hand in had her head in her hands and crying because of Princess Diana passing away. Just all in shock. It was a very weird moment to see that. And it's just something I'm sure that none of us would. I don't think we were going to see in our lifetimes. I don't think really. But I don't know, especially somebody like that who we never really personally know or met, but what you see, newspapers, radio, television, you know, you can have such a strong connection with somebody. Though she had many strong connections with lots of members of the public, with all the charity stuff she'd done, which was simply incredible, really. And there is no disputing that, I'm sure, from anybody. Well, that's about it for us this week, guys, on the Tuts Experience. I'd like to thank you very much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the show with all the music that we've had and all of the nonsense that we've had as well. Stick around for our comedy tidbit at the end of the podcast. No doubt, I'm sure you'll enjoy. At least I hope so. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, please do. Follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience. Habits Die Hard. At Tuts Experience. Also, like our Facebook page, The Tuts Experience. And also send us an email if you like. TutsExperience@hotmail.com. All right. Be lovely to hear from you. Guys and gals, take care of yourselves. It's been a pleasure. And hopefully we won't have to wait for another Tuts Experience. So, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Have a lovely day, and I'll see you soon. Tuts Experience.
Michael McIntyre.
Are you well? Yes. How's it going? Every layer, are you well at the top? Yes. Marvellous! I must say, ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally walk like this. This is my show business walk. I didn't even know I had this walk until just now when I walked out. And I can't seem to stop. It's so showbiz, I might take it into my real life. I can see myself in the supermarket with this walk. Do we need cheese? I don't know. Come on, follow me to the next aisle. Who's phoning radio stations, ladies and gentlemen, to warn of traffic jams? Do we trust these people? They used to just have the travel news where they would tell us news of travel, that's their job. Now we've got people chipping in with their own little updates. He listens to the radio and they go, we've just had a call from Barry. He says it's chock-a-block at Junction 4 on the M1. Thanks for your call, Barry. If anybody else has any trouble news, call our trouble hotline. Who the hell is Barry? Who in their right mind gets stuck in traffic and just goes, quick, give me the phone, I must warn the others. Hello, is that the radio? It's Barry. It's too late for me. Save as many as you can. I'm at Junction 4, please hurry. I can see people joining every second from slip growth. They know nothing of the chaos that lies ahead. Tell my wife I love her. I'm running out of battery. I can't stop walking. How showbiz am I? The lorries with their signs. How am I driving? How am I driving? The first time I saw that, I expected to drive past and see some bloke with no arms. I thought you had to call the number and guess. I don't know. Is there somebody else in the car with you? Something to do with mirrors? I like it. Well driven. That's the other one. Well driven. Is this going well, the driving? I thought the whole point of these numbers, if you're driving badly, you can phone the number and complain about the performance of the driver. So shouldn't it say, badly driven? But it doesn't. It says, well driven. Are they expecting compliments? Is this the idea? People calling up going, I'm so sorry to bother you. I just felt I had to call. It's just that what you did at that last junction, Junction 7... absolutely amazing. You kept two chevrons apart, you never wavered. Your braking distances were unbelievable, and what you did at that last roundabout had the children in the back applauding, well driven. There's no business. If you're right. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I've just had a baby, that's my biggest news and my biggest achievement. How do you feel about that, Royal Variety? I'm a fertile man. It's not easy making a baby. It's not even easy naming a baby. It's very difficult. I went through every name. I think the worst name, this is the only thing I know for a fact, the worst name for a child is Aaron. Aaron is the first name in the baby name book. How lazy do your parents have to be just to get the book and go, Aaron, should we do Aaron? I like the name Aaron. That's good. Let's go to the pub. Should we go to the pub? 15 months, ladies and gentlemen, it took 15 months to get my wife pregnant. I say months because it's a cyclic thing. You have to try every month for a baby. That's how it works. And at the end of every month, my wife would say to me, now go to Boots and get the test. Go and get the test from Boots. I'm like, why? What are you talking about? Don't argue with me. You know how badly I want this baby. But I want the baby too, but why don't we just wait and see if it grows within you? And I think that's the best and the cheapest of our options. Just go to Boots and get the test. It's £13.99, ladies and gentlemen. I had to get it every month. I could have got broadband. That's what really hurt. There's a Boots own one for £8.99. What's the difference? Does the Boots one just go, maybe? Maybe you should have spent a bit more money! Chip and Pin, how's that going? We're coping? It's been about 9 months now. They gave us about a year and a half when they showed us it's going to arrive. Soon it will arrive. They were preparing us for it. They basically gave us 18 months, ladies and gentlemen, to learn four numbers. And then on the last day of signing, they said, it's it now. No more signing, only Chip and Pin. It said on the news, it's going to be chaos at the tills. They expected that many idiots to be going, but I haven't revised. I've been very busy. I actually thought it was a fantastic way to cull from our society the stupidest people within it. If you can't remember four numbers, now you can't buy food. You're going to die of starvation. Just people in Tesco going 7-4. That's all I got. Please, can I have half of my food? Can I have a banana? Do I cash back? I don't know. Isn't that one of the hardest questions in your life? Doesn't matter how busy you are, how bright you are. Do I cash back? Yes, no, I don't know. £20, no pounds. I came here for food. I didn't expect this human cash machine at the end. You don't go to the cash point. Do you need milk? Yes, no, I don't know. One pint, no pints, I don't know. You're confusing me. I had an agenda, a list indeed. Pomp and ceremony. Are we feeling the pomp and ceremony, ladies and gentlemen? Are we feeling the pomp and ceremony? Are we feeling the pomp? Are we feeling the ceremony? Yeah. Do you have any idea what the difference is? No. Neither do I. There should be one word for it. I love words that go together. pomp and ceremony. You don't say pomp without ceremony. Nooks and crannies. People never say nooks without crannies. People don't go, look, we'll search the whole place, we'll split up. You take the nooks, I'll take the crannies. Are you insane? Bits and bobs. You don't get bits without bobs. You can't isolate a bob and go, that is a bob, that is a bit. Don't you know any of this? It'd be a great thing to say to a maid on her first day. Right, okay, listen carefully. I want you to put the bits in the nooks, the bobs in the crannies. I want all the dribs in this side of the room, all the drabs over there. Separate all the odds from the ends. I need this place spick. People like that joke because they like to do the work for themselves. They think it's their joke. They go, and Span, I did that, I'm a genius. I'm more of a comedian than he. So yes, I'm loving the walk. I think I'm working the walk, it's my new walk. There are lots of walks that we do in life. And we save them for special events. Obviously, this is saved from the Royal Variety Performance. It's my Royal Variety Walk. There are other walks that you just bring out at different times. Like the shoe trying on walk. It's a weird walk. You never do this walk at any other time in your life. Until you're in the shoe shop. And they hand you one shoe, not two shoes. Despite the fact that you're wearing two shoes, he's wearing two shoes, everyone in the world has two shoes, here's one shoe. And you accept that shoe. Yes, okay, one shoe. I'll imagine a world with the other shoe. And you think, well, I better see if it works. And you start walking around the shop. I like it. I'll take two of these. It's the shoe shop walk. My second favourite walk of all the walks, I think, is the walk you do when you're crossing the road and you think you've made a serious error and you might actually get hit by the car. Because you've ignored the green man and the red man. The green man? Who walks like the green man anyway? You think I could make this regardless of the information I'm getting from the green man and the red man? And then you start crossing the road and you think, whoops, and you just hurry up just a little bit. So not bad. But my favourite walk of all the walks is the walk you do when you're going through the metal detecting arch in the airport. It's a lovely moment. It's just you in the arch and on the other side, the man who will feel your body if he hears the beep. And he looks at you as if to say, as soon as that goes beep, my friend, you're completely mine. And then you walk through the arch in a way that you've never previously walked. It's my favourite walk. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Bravo, thank you.